The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and say hello to shorts and tees and bikinis. And for anything I'm trying to update in my wardrobe, I'm not trying to spend a small fortune. Let me tell you about Quince, because I just found a bikini, top and bottom, $50. High quality. 25 for the top, 25 for the bottom. There is a certain Australian shearling slipper that I've been looking for, and I found it for $50 on Quince. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lexi for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lexi to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Lexi. Okay, I'm gonna get a little sad girl for a second. But Mother's Day is around the corner. And if your mother is still in your life, a really unique gift that you could get is My Life in a Book. How it works is that every week, mylifeinabook.com will send your mom questions via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or custom questions that you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And My Life in a Book compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. Oh my God, I'm gonna cry. And then they can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. So it's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Woo! If you're interested, check out mylifeinabook.com and use code Lexi at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code Lexi for 10% off today. Hello, hello, everybody. I'm Lexi Lombard, your host of the At Lexi podcast. And I am talking to you as a fresh 28-year-old lady. I had my birthday on Friday. I turned 28. Mentally, I've been 28 since September, but it's nice to make it official. Sometimes I feel my age, like there's been different ages as I've grown up that I feel aligned with. 28 is one that I feel aligned with. And I ended up having a giant birthday party, which was not the plan whatsoever. There's like 200, 250 people there. Nuts. Because it's not a 25, it's not a 30, it's not a sweet 16, like the big 28. A little random, no? But why not? If it's aligned, if it's meant to be, let it happen. And I was shown overwhelming amounts of love that I don't even know how to accept. I hope I accepted it with open arms, but it's a lesson that's harder than you would think to learn, like how to really, really accept love. But I try my best. And I think I did it because I felt very, very, very loved. The love I was shown was unbelievable. I had a friend come over before our pregame started. I did a pregame and then had a party at a venue outside of my house. Friend came over, baked me a birthday cake. She's like, I'm not going to bake it at my house. Bring it over. No. Half the part of having a birthday cake is having your home smell like birthday cake. So she brought all the supplies, came over as I was getting ready, and baked me a cake. So thank you so much, Morgan. And then Emily planned my birthday party. She coordinated with the club. I don't know if we'd call it. What would you call Tenants of the Trees? I don't know. Whatever. Coordinated with the owner. Got the DJs figured out. Worked on the partiful. Everything was taken care of. I had to do nothing but show up. So thank you, Emily. And Alex. Emily and Alex have both been on the podcast. Alex came and decorated my entire apartment. She created a custom banner to go over my couch. Had decorations that said older, wiser, hotter. You know, they don't make them like they used to anymore. What else? There was a classic happy birthday sign. And then she asked all of my family and friends that are on the East Coast to send in a message. And she printed out screenshots on photo paper and taped them all on my door. So I got to see a message from my dad and my Aunt Lisa and my Aunt Paige and my cousin Morgan and Lola and Jesus. So that was really thoughtful, and she made me little coupons of things that are unique and personal to us. So thank you so much, Alex. when the pregame started. Thank you, everybody, for flowers. Claudia made me homemade tiramisu. Homemade tiramisu. Are you kidding? It tasted perfect. Also, the birthday cake tasted perfect. We went out. We danced. I felt as if I was floating on air. I felt like my feet were not touching the ground the entire night. I was gliding. I was on such a high the entire night. And birthdays can be pretty emotional sometimes, you know? It's my birthday, I'll cry if I want to. Not this night. No, no, no. I had too much fun. I had the most fun. And then wake up in the morning. Donuts from John have been delivered. Tyra comes out with a little card that I open up that says, step one, let's get your face beat. I'm driving to this crazy location. I don't know where we're going. A facial. And then I get another card. Step two. I just assumed the facial was, you know, that was the thing. Then we got lunch. Had some nice bites. The next secret clue. I was on a little scavenger hunt around LA. I got an IV drip at Paws, which we ended up sitting next to the founder. Great guy. I want to have his wife on the podcast. Completely separate side note. But got the hangover cure. I left that IV drip with bright eyes. I looked so much healthier. I needed all those vitamins. I was quite depleted. Then I get another card. Step three. We drive to get a blowout. And I have a gorgeous head of hair to wear out. Because then that night, we went out to dinner at Genghis Cohen and then went to another party. So it was just go, go, go. I didn't have any time to process. It was just one thing after another. It was a day full of surprises. And Tyra's so thoughtful for putting that all together. And it was so fun to have a pamper day. Facial, IV, lunch, blowout. Are you kidding? Tyra, I don't like, thank you. Thank you for a perfect day. But what goes up must come down. And by dinner time at the restaurant, I had to take a moment and just cry in the bathroom. So it happens. But overall, an incredible birthday. And then the next day, I slept half the day away. Then eventually, after crawling out of my cave, made it onto the deck and started tanning. And then I asked Ella if she wants to get coffee and go thrifting. So we made our way to the valley. And I purchased some fun new summer clothes. It's been such a beautiful week here in California. We've had perfect spring weather. I mean, after recording the podcast last week, I drove past my house and just went to the Silver Lake Reservoir with my book and my laptop and started editing the podcast outside and reading. I was there for maybe an hour and a half. Such a nice way to spend time. I mean, if the weather permits, there was a little breeze, there was sun. It was very comfortable to be working outside. So getting to tan was nice. We went to the valley, got a bunch of spring clothes, which now I'm wearing. I don't know what I would call the outfits I purchased. They're all pretty sporty, but they're flirty sporty, you know? Like technically a tracksuit is sporty, but it's also kind of hot girl day off vibe. So now I have on these flare Adidas sweatpants, and then I'm wearing a baby tee that's for the Lakers, which, funny enough, I was just getting this shirt because I thought I'm in LA now, it's time to tap into the sports here. Go Lakers. First day wearing the shirt out, receive an invitation to the Lakers game tonight. I respond back, I'm like, I'm in the shirt, I'm ready to go, I'm already in it. So I got some baby tees, some flared sweats, and then a ton of different jewels to hang off my bags. I love the girlies are decorating their bag. It's a trend that's really fun. And I'm in this stage that I haven't been in quite some time. It feels almost nostalgic to be back here because it feels reminiscent of old behavior I used to habitually be in or conduct. There's definitely a better way to say that. But I'll elaborate and it'll make more sense. I have become, throughout my later years, specifically after losing my mom, much more controlling over my space, making sure it's consistently clean, there's no dishes in the sink, the countertop is wiped. If it's not like that for more than 2 days, I start to get heartburn from it. I cannot handle it. My bed needs to be made. Things need to be put away. I can't have overflowing laundry. Once it starts getting to the top of the laundry bin, a load is done. Everything is under control. And both my parents were very much like this, type A, organized, clean people. And I was much more type B, laissez-faire, clutter is fine. It didn't affect me in any way, shape, or form. I've also become a lot more regimented about making sure I have 3 meals a day and they're all filled with relatively healthy foods. And, you know, it's like I'm not skipping meals because I'm out too busy for life. It's like, no, I'm prioritizing my health and my space. However, this weekend brought all these decorations in the house. So now I'm walking down the hallway and there's balloons and pictures taped up on the walls. And there's donuts and birthday cake and booze and pizza. So for the last 4 days, I've had some variety of birthday cake, birthday donuts, and birthday tiramisu. And that's what I've consumed exclusively. I have 5 zits on my face now. I haven't had this many zits in so long, but I'm enjoying it. It's like, whatever. I know why it's there. I was having a good time. Also, my room's a mess. My comforter is rolled up in the middle of my bed. I have presents that are in little stacks falling off my desk. I purchased a belt that was a little crinkled at the thrift store, so I have every heavy weighted Bath and Body product weighing it down on my countertop, so they're all in a line. I have makeup brushes everywhere, eyeshadow, lip gloss. There's a mess everywhere, and I don't want to say that I'm happy about it, but I'm not mad about it, and I do not mind it one bit. And I cannot honestly say that I've felt that way in years. There's something fun about it. I feel like such an adult talking about how crazy I feel having a messy house and a diet of junk food. I also let myself rest. I'm not very good at that. And seeing my delight in this experience illuminated how rigid I've sort of been in this area of my life for quite some time. And I think this is at least a behavior that I want to bring a little bit more into summer, because summer is so chaotic and fun and impulsive and spontaneous, whereas winter is time to relax and cocoon and work on what you need to work on, and summer is time for fun, and spring is here and I want to tap in. This wasn't intentional, it just has happened and now I'm leaning in. But I wanted to make a note of that. Same thing, when I have been reading for the past few years, one book at a time. You know, I buy one book, I read that book, I do not get another book until I finish that book. I'm reading 3 books right now. I have one on Audible, I have a nonfiction book that I'm reading paperback, and I have a fiction book that I'm reading paperback. And I have no confusion between any of them. They're all very, very different. But that is an uncommon behavior for me that I'm enjoying. I'm also running again. I did my first long run of the year. I ran 6 miles on a treadmill and I've missed it. My, oh my, have I missed it. It was fun. The thing about long distance running that people who don't run don't understand is that it takes until about mile 4 or mile 5 to even get into the swing of running. The only reason I stopped after 6 miles is because the gym was closing. I like to work out at night. But around mile 5, that's when I started getting into the swing. My breath had aligned. My pace had worked. My legs were moving effortlessly. I wasn't putting any effort into them. I was also watching something on YouTube, and lately when I've been running on the treadmill, I only will make it like maybe 3 or 4 miles. Maybe. Sometimes only 1 or 2 because I'm listening to music. But if I put on, for me, it's Kendall Ray's True Crime. I put that on, an hour goes by. Oh, I've done 6 miles. How amazing. Also still climbing. I went to the gym every single day last work week. I've also been inspired to continue running because one of my friends, Caroline, ran the marathon yesterday. Gorgeous day for a marathon in LA. It was St. Paddy's Day. I was going to watch her outside my house because she was running through Silver Lake. It's crazy. If you know Los Angeles, this marathon started at Dodger Stadium. You run through Echo Park and Silver Lake, down Sunset, through West Hollywood, sort of, I think, through Beverly Hills and Culver City, then to Brentwood, Santa Monica, and turn back. if I was going to visit Alex, who lives in Santa Monica from Silver Lake, and I said, I'll meet you there later. I think I'm just going to run there. Nonsense. Nonsense. So marathons are hard to comprehend. The idea of someone physically running their way to Santa Monica from Dodger Stadium. But she did it and she killed it. Oh my God, it's been so fun to watch her prep and really commit to this. She's a beast. It was great. So met up with her and some other friends to congratulate her and then had a boozy brunch with two new friends. Had some Aperol spritzes, a little margarita, and then eventually made my way to get a wax because it's summertime. I'm going to the beach this week. I said I was going to go to the beach on Saturday, but I was hungover and I didn't wake up and leave my bed until the middle of the day. And then I went thrifting. Also, this is the sweetest thing. So my Aunt Lisa lost her husband, my Uncle Carlos. And, you know, it was a year after my mom passed and they both passed of a heart attack. So Lisa and I definitely have that in common of just the timeline of our loss and the way of the loss. And we were chatting on the phone just a few times this week because, you know, whatever. And I was calling her on the way to a restaurant. Then Elle and I go into the restaurant and we're sitting at the bar and we just have this really attentive, sweet waiter. And at the end of the meal, he looks us in the eyes and asks, "Did you enjoy it?" We said, "Yes, we did. We love Casa Vega." I love Casa Vega. He said, "Good." I said, "What is your name?" He said, "I'm Carlos." Woo! It's things like that. It's things like that. Going back to what I was saying, never made it to the beach. Had to get a wax because I'm going to the beach. If not today, tomorrow. If not tomorrow, Wednesday. Catch me there. I need it. I need an ocean dip. You know what I also need? I need to finish season 2 of Traitors. We started season 1. If you're a Survivor, a Big Brother, a Real Housewives, or a Challenge, Traitors is a reality game show that brings contestants from other previous reality shows on to compete. It's a group of people that are faithfuls, except for a few of them are chosen to be traitors. And the show is to figure out who is the traitor. Who is causing the murders? If you ever grew up playing Mafia, one of my favorite games to play at summer camp, my friends and I were just talking that we should host a game night and play Mafia because we've been so inspired by the traitors. Season 1 was great. Season 2 is even better. Also, some of my favorite Big Brother and Survivor stars are on it. I love Parvati. I also love Janelle back on Big Brother. Who else is in there that I know? Ekansu from Love Island's on there. I don't watch Real Housewives, but Ella does, and so she knows all those characters. It's been a fun show to watch. It's on Peacock. Also, Kacey Musgraves came out with an album on my birthday, March 15th. She released Deeper Well. We have old Kacey back. I loved early Kacey. I loved Golden Hour when she really popped off mainstream. Starcrossed was not for me. I liked it enough to listen to it, but I don't revisit it often. Deeper Well's sweet. It's the barefoot campfire sing-along songs that I want. Also, I've been loving Kanye's album, which Driving Into the Sun, if I need something calm, I'm putting on Kacey. If I want something a little amped up, I'm putting on Kanye. Having a good time. Also, fun activity that I did. I saw while I was waiting for my medicine at the grocery store, they had sidewalk chalk. And I thought, what is a better warm weather outdoor activity, low maintenance, than sidewalk chalk? So Ella and I sat outside and we drew on our front steps and our sidewalk. It was lovely and I love that I have those. More of that this year, more of that this spring. And then today, I was supposed to meet up with Emily and Alex on the west side, but Mondays are hard to do social things on. It just truthfully is a work day. And even though it's gorgeous and sunny and I am on the west side and I am close to the beach, I don't think I'm going to make it. However, I'm going to the Lakers game tonight and I'm very excited about that. I also think I'm going to dye my hair a little bit darker because my ends are still bleached and I'd like to cover them so they match my roots a little bit. All's well. I'm excited for this week. I'm going to try to see a few friends, a couple friends that I didn't see on my birthday that were either out of town or, you know, couldn't make it for whatever reason. We have some little tentative dates. Maybe I'll see Dune 2. I saw Dune 1 and hot take, I liked it. No one seemed to like Dune 1 that I know. But I'll see Dune 2. I also need to correct a mistake that I made this week. I impulsively tossed out all of my outdoor cushions because they were stained and the covers were ripped. The zippers were broken. They were a pain. So I tossed all of them and then realized I should have kept the cushions and just repurchased covers. But I didn't. I got rid of everything. So now I need to try to find affordable couch cushions because I'm not trying to invest in outdoor furniture at this stage of my life. It is so hard to maintain. Outdoor furniture is an unpaid internship that I'm not ready to take on. But if I can find some Facebook Marketplace or maybe some Home Goods cushions, that'll be nice. I'm also looking for maybe a lounge chair of some sort on Facebook Marketplace. Even though I'm logged out of Facebook because lilmisschatty@aol.com, I don't know how to get back into it. And then the backup email that I created for that, I also don't know how to get into that. So I might have to make a new Facebook. None of this matters. Let's wrap this up with a bow and get into your questions that I asked on Instagram. I said, I'm going to make a Turning 28 episode. What questions do you have? So let's get into them. But first, a word from today's sponsors. Let's talk wellness, ladies. I know some of you love yourself, a new wellness brand, something to hop on, and let me tell you about Fleur Marché. They deliver simple, quality, and affordable wellness solutions. Founded by women and inspired by the female dreamers, hustlers, and activists on the front lines of change, their mission is to help you feel 100% every single day with fun and easy to understand plant-powered wellness products. Their plant-based wellness patches deliver ingredients topically. These ingredients are then absorbed into the skin and into the bloodstream. You just stick it right on your skin. They're vegan, cruelty-free, latex-free, tested for pesticides, herbicides, and other contaminants before and after production. Find your new wellness essentials at fleurmarché.com and get a special discount just for the At Lexi listeners. Get 20% off your first order site-wide with promo code LEXI at checkout. Orders over $50 get free shipping. Go to fleurmarche.com and use code LEXI for 20% off your first order. You know what I wouldn't miss at all? The vicious week before my period when I feel like crawling out of my skin and the cravings. Oh my God, I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled up in batter and deep fried. But now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control and Hormone Harmony. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. The beauty of adaptogens is that they help your body adapt to stressors, so the chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. There are 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony right now, and the biggest benefit is women saying they feel like themselves again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. That's HAPPMAMMOTH.com and use the code LEXI at checkout. And we're back! Is there a way 18-year-old you would be proud of you? And is there a way she might be disappointed? This is a question from Danny. Hi, Danny. 18-year-old me would be proud. She would love that I have boobs. I'm just thinking, like, 18-year-old me still hadn't really hit puberty and just wanted to be a girl with boobs more than anything. So in that way, she'd be really happy for us. She also would be proud that I made the social media thing last 15 years and counting. And she'd probably think it's really cool that I had a podcast because I always wanted to have a radio show, and this is effectively that. She might be disappointed that I don't have a relationship, because she would probably assume that I'd either be in the same relationship, even more committed, maybe married with children, or in a new one. So maybe she'd be disappointed by that. But if she were able to watch through the years like a movie, she would understand why I don't. So maybe she'd be disappointed for that. Autumn wants to know, favorite new character that came into your life this year. Okay, who's a new character? Because this was easier when I first moved back to LA. New character. This is a fun question. Oh, this is sweet. I'm going to say Austin. So I remember getting asked this question back when I had first moved back to LA, and I said Sophia, and I adore her. She's one of my favorite people that I've met since moving back. And Austin is now her boyfriend, who I adore equally. Autumn also wants to know, if this past year of your life was a book or movie, what would it be titled? It would be titled A Beginner's Guide to Rock Climbing. Tori Ridge asked the age I miss being the most. I loved 16 and 17. You know what's crazy though? In between 14 and 18, there was a period of time where I wanted to myself, and that was the lowest low, obviously, because I wanted to be G-O-N-E. But that was also some of the highest highs. No, that's not the answer I want to give. The answer I want to give is the age I miss the most is 24 and 25 and 26, because those were taken away from me from the global pandemic, and I'd like to try those ones again. K Dude K asks, do you feel old when you interact with people that are 18 to 24? It depends on the person, and it also depends on the quantity of people that age. If I was out in a setting where I was at a dinner or a party where I was 28 and I was the oldest person there, and the second oldest person there was 24 and everyone else was between 18 and 24, I would very much be confused on what I was doing there and would not want to be there. Now, if it's a mixed bag of people and it's anyone from 18 to 32, and there's a good handful of 30-year-olds, a good handful of 25-year-olds, 18's kind of young, but between 24 and 30, some people are living like 30-year-olds at 24, and there are some 30-year-olds living like 24-year-olds at 30. So it really just does depend on the person. But if I find that I'm much older and one of the only people that's my age around, yes, I do feel old. It's not even that I feel old in a way that if I was 18 and heard myself answering it, I would assume that I meant I felt like a loser and that I wasn't cool. No, I just feel like I'm past these stages that oftentimes 18 to 24-year-olds have, where you're insecure and you're much more insecure, much more confused on how to navigate yourself and your circle and your surroundings. And a lot of that dims with age and you become a lot more comfortable in your skin. And for that reason, I might be a little bit annoyed. And in that way, I'd feel old, but not old in a bad way where I'm like, oh, I'm so out of touch. It's like, thank God that stage of my life is over. Which is so funny to say after just answering that I would go back to being a teenager. But that's because my personal experience, I felt way more mature as a 14 to 18-year-old than I did as an 18 to 24-year-old. Absolutely. I think it's because I was in Virginia 0 to 18 and I had figured out how to exist in that space. And then when I was 18, I left it and I was figuring it out all again. It's the grander scale of being in eighth grade, being on the back of the bus, and then being a freshman in high school and going back to the front of the bus, and you're suddenly a beginner, you're suddenly a rookie, you're a newbie having to do it all again. Sonia Peter asks, don't you feel like you're behind? Sonia, why'd that feel loaded? I would say 9 times out of 10, I do not feel like I'm behind. One time out of 10, sure. I am in a setting where I think, oh my goodness, these people are with their forever partner, and they're thinking, but no, I don't even really think that. Sure, I have some excitement for the future, but I know that my youth is only one aspect of it all, and life, though short, is also very long, and I have so much time to explore and experience all that I want to, and I am on my path, and I feel good with it. Val asks, do you think there are more significant birthdays than others? For example, 30. Love the pod. Thank you. You know what? Maybe I should. But for example, as I was saying in the beginning of this episode, this was a big birthday for me. And it was 28. You know, it wasn't 25 and it wasn't 30. On a personal level, this was a fun, big one for me. That being said, I'm sure when I hit 30 and I enter a new decade, that is going to feel big. Like, wow, I'm 30 now. I'm sure it will. But that's also due to cultural standards. You know, if outside sources never put an emphasis on 30, we probably wouldn't either. So maybe I will because of that. But I think things like 30 are more significant because of the opinions of others. But on a personal level, there are certain birthdays that are just going to be big for you. And that might be 30 or it might be 31. It might be 29. Who knows? Hair curtains, fun username. How old do you really feel? And what does it mean to feel one's age? When Tyra turned 28 in September, I felt 28 with her. I thought, I am ready. This feels nice. She had a gorgeous little dinner party on a Sunday night. And we went home, got a good night's rest, woke up feeling alive. And I remember being so thankful and thinking, I'm able to graduate into this. Now, here we are 6 months later, and I woke up hungover, surrounded by clutter, and couldn't be happier. So me even defining what 28 looks like is going to be biased and can also look a ton of different ways. That being said, I do very much feel like I'm in my late 20s. I think about myself in my earlier 20s, and I think, yep, that is what early 20s for me looked like, and I'm not there. And I see 30s ahead of me, and I'm looking forward to it, but similarly think, no, I'm not there yet either. I do feel my age. Oh, this is an interesting question. Savannah asked for senses of the year. Like, what does this year feel like? What does this year taste like? What does this year smell like? This year smells like the Maya perfume on my body. It tastes like ceviche from All Time. It looks like the rock climbing gym. And it feels like smooth skin. I have really smooth skin these days. Fun question. Sadie wants to know, what has changed and what has stayed the same in your life from 21 to now? 85 to 90% of my friends are the same. And it's cool that I went from LA to New York because a lot of the people I met in New York love visiting LA or have even moved to LA. Vice versa, the friends in LA love New York as well. So it's been able to make that very easy. And then of course I have less Virginia friends than before. And that makes sense because I spend less time there. So I'm not nurturing those relationships. I have love for those people, but I'm not in touch with as many of them as I was when I was 21, which makes sense because I was only 3 years out of high school. When I was 21, I had really long acrylic nails, real tacky designs on them. I also had short hair and no skincare routine. I had acne. My skin is really cleared up. I take care of it now. I climb now, so my nails aren't long, but up until 6 months ago, I did maintain the long nails. They got a little classier throughout time. They got a little shorter, a little rounder. No more of those long coffin nails or anything. I'm single now, so that's changed. Opinions. I had a much more heavy activist streak at 21. Unfortunately, and I'm a little embarrassed to say this, I'm a lot less politically active now than I was at 21. I still have an iPhone. I still like to decorate things. I remember the bags that I was carrying around at 21. Those were all decorated with various things. I'm looking at my purse and my tote in front of me. They're decorated with various things. I still have a couple of the same pairs of socks that I had at 21 and still a couple of the same things in my closet. A good bit of the same shoes as well. I have a lot, of course, more have been added, but there's plenty of shoes I had at 21 that are still very much in the collection now, and a good portion of the closet. Chrissy wants to know a lesson I learned from each year of my 20s so far. When I was 20, I learned to leave when it's time to go. When I was 21, I learned it's never too late to go to school. When I was 22, I finally got in touch with my femininity. When I was 23, I learned the importance of therapy. regular, consistent therapy. When I was 24, I learned how to love my own company. When I was 25, I learned or began learning how to exist without my mom. When I was 26, I learned the value of second chances. And when I was 27, I learned how to stay active consistently in a sustainable way. And we'll see what I learn when I'm 28. Blair wants to know if I've always hung out with people my own age. I've always gotten along with people my own age because I would be lying if I said I was one of those kids in high school that always had older friends. I had a couple older friends and a couple younger friends, but majority was my age. And I would say most of my friends are like a year or two older than me or a year or two younger than me. I don't have that many like 1996 friends. But I would say like everyone's about my age or in the same sort of a like life stage. Paris, going off of this, asked, how do I feel about having older and younger friends? The older you get, the less specific ages matter. When you're in high school, it's very obvious who is a freshman, who is a sophomore, who is a junior. Now, if I'm in a group of people and there's four different years around, it's hard to even tell the difference. It doesn't bother me at all. I kind of like it, you know? And oftentimes I don't even notice. Moana asked if I feel pressure to have it all figured out by 30. Have it all figured out? Like, what does that even mean? What does it mean to have it all figured out? Your career, your family, your finances. No, it's all going to be an ebb and flow. There's going to be certain seasons of your life where you feel very aligned with your personal life. You feel very aligned with your finances. You feel very aligned with your work and your career path. Everything is moving and shifting, and if you can kind of create a bit of a balance, that's going to be beautiful, but you might have it all figured out at 30 and then lose it all. I think of these things as the way that I envision all of these little sectors of my life is almost like a buoy chained to the ground, and let's say there's five of them. Yes, they're all going to be sort of near each other, but there's going to be times where one floats a few inches to the left or a few inches behind or a few inches forward, but they're all sort of floating together in the same area, but they're not distinctly all touching and perfect and not moving. These are all fluid things. Moana also wants to know my thoughts on aging. I feel that I get more comfortable in my skin and I get to know myself and understand myself and like myself more and more every year. I think I get better looking every year. I'm still working on my hair. We've figured out my skin. And it feels as if I get a software upgrade every so often where I've learned things. And the more you know, the more you know, and the better you can be. Nika's vlog asked, are you ready for your Saturn return? Sincerely, a 30-something. If you guys are not aware of astrology, when you are born, think of your birth chart as a screenshot of the sky. All the planets are somewhere. And Saturn is a planet that takes 28 to 30 years to revolve around the sun. So finally, within, you know, the last 6 months to the next like year and a half or so, I will have Saturn back where it was when I was born. And Saturn is a planet of responsibility, I believe. And people refer to their Saturn return, you know, because Saturn has returned back to where it was. And it's going to happen every 30 years or so. So you'll experience it 2 to 3 times in your life. I make such a conscious effort to self-honor day in and day out and allow myself to meet myself where I'm at, whether that's looking like having sugar all day long, if that's what I'm supposed to do, whether that is staying up a little later to get something done or sleeping in a little later to get a little more relaxation in. I would like to believe that because I've been self-honoring, I won't have this giant earth-shattering, destructive experience where my life falls apart and I have to completely rebuild it. So my fingers are crossed. I hope my Saturn return is easy. and I hope my Saturn return is welcomed. I hope it doesn't scare me because I've tried to do my best for the last 28 years. Camilla asked how to not cry on your birthday. I thought I made it through and then I cried. I did. You just gotta allow it. Birthdays are emotional. Even though you try not to have expectations, unfortunately, expectations are set. And birthdays are a time in which there is a reality check presented to you. This is your birthday. A year has passed since your last birthday. How are you? Where are you at? Are you happy with yourself? Are you happy with your friends? And then in addition to it, you have people that show up for you. And if there's someone that you wanted to show up for you and they didn't, sometimes there's disappointment and it's hard to avoid. Sid asked, what age should I get Botox and when should I start using retinol? I use both now. I've used Botox for a few years now and I started using retinols. Maybe I was maybe 25. So yeah, also a few years. So around the same time. Libby wants to know something I'm really surprised I'm doing. A past version of you would be shocked. Oh, I didn't even think about this. 21-year-old me was vegan. She'd be like, what? I thought this was a lifelong commitment. She would be so confused that I had bacon for breakfast this morning. She would be alarmed. Oh my God, that's another thing. I'm so into bacon right now. I got bacon at Erewhon this morning. I got it at Erewhon last week on my way here. I definitely had it on my actual birthday. I'm loving bacon. So that would be a surprise and a shock to my past self. Also, my past self went to so many Black Lives Matter rallies and would be so shocked and upset about George Floyd. Also, 21-year-old me would be shocked that I was back in LA. She thought we hated LA and thought that was long gone. So that would really surprise her. Libby also wants to know what I think the best holiday is. This is so funny because she said hands down minus St. Patty's or Valentine's Day. And I was talking to Alex yesterday. She's like, no one in LA celebrates St. Patty's Day like the way that they do in the Midwest or the East Coast. I remember in school, I had substitute teachers one day for all my classes the day after St. Patty's Day. It's not a thing here. My favorite holidays, I love New Year's Eve and I love 4th of July. I also love Easter. Those are my three faves. I love New Year's Eve. Oh, but I also love 4th of July. I've had some bad Easters, but I've also had a lot of good Easters. And something about spring. I think because I'm a spring baby, it's just, it's nice. It's warm. I can wear a sundress. Oh my gosh, Libby went on a rampage. How to be financially smart. I have always been more of a saver, and I also love to invest. I think it's fun. I'm curious about it. Whenever I get a really large check, I invest a little bit of it or a portion of it. And then I also have a high-yield savings account and a Roth IRA. Oldest and youngest person you would date? I guess it really depends on the person because I would say I wouldn't go older than maybe like 10 years older than me. But maybe if I met the right 40-year-old, I would, you know? So it's hard to say. But I like people around my age. Ideally, a similar life stage. I'm physically attracted to people my age. I think early 30s, late 20s is obviously ideal. I don't really have a hard and fast limit, but that would be my preference. Giggle. Giggles asked for 28 random brags. Just silly stuff that you don't get to brag about. 28? Let's go rapid fire. I love that I was fifth grade class president and I have my name on a ceiling tile. I think it's cool that my mom let me get my ears pierced as a child, like I was 5 years old. And then I got my second hole sometime in middle school and I got a belly button piercing early. I think that's really cool. I love that I saved $10,000 in high school and moved myself to Los Angeles and said, no one can tell me what to do because this is my money and no one has control over me. I love that Drew Barrymore asked me out to dinner. I think that's sick. I love that I have a solo podcast and it worked. Like there are people that love it and listen to it as much as I do. I'm proud of my friends. I think I have really good friends. And then we'll make 8 that I am a really good friend. 9, my skin. She's really great. She's soft on my face, on my body. We love it. 10, I have a face shape that most sunglass shapes look pretty good on. 11, I've got great legs. Love my legs. I also have a cute butt. 13, I have long eyelashes, naturally fantastic. They're dark, blah, blah, blah. Perfect. 14, I can take a good photo. I've got a good eye for that. As in me behind the camera. 15, I have good handwriting. 16, I'm pretty athletic. 17, I'm pretty strong. 18, I'm good with my money. 19, I have a great wardrobe. 20, I can grocery shop at Whole Foods. That was such a goal of me for a long time. Like, I wanted to be able to grocery shop regularly at Whole Foods. We have 8 more. Oh, I read good books. I'm a book snob. Ooh, I've gotten away with never having a traditional job and never having a boss. We'll make that 2. I have a really good tattoo on my left wrist. It's done really nicely. I have good teeth, never had a cavity. I'm good at games. I was nominated for homecoming court. I always won a superlative of sorts growing up. And we'll make the last one an addition of that. One time I won too many and you weren't allowed to win more than one or more than 2. And so I had to give the other ones away. And I was like, what a funny, crazy problem to have. Like, hey, Lex, we're so sorry you won too many superlatives. Which one do you want in the yearbook? So those are my 28 random brags. Same person wants to know, scariest moment of 27. I caught this on a vlog. I was on the highway leaving the gym and the car in front of me, I see his hand hanging out the window and he's holding a handgun. And I instantly try to get in the farthest lane that I possibly can. He's yelling at another car to get over and it looked like a very insulated incident. Then I get off. I don't know what happened, but I did see a man with a handgun waving it on the highway and that was horrible. What's the best compliment you've ever gotten? One of my new friends, Sasha, said this to someone else, and then reiterated it again to me on my birthday, said that she loves how I move through the world. And I think that's a really, really big compliment. Molly asked for my favorite moment from my birthday party and tips for throwing your own birthday party. Have a friend help if you have a friend that can coordinate. Emily made my life so easy coordinating with the DJs and sending out the particles. I would say birthday dinners are tricky. I don't really want to have a dinner with 10 people. I'm not going to be able to talk to all of them. There's going to be certain people that are having a dinner talking and I'm not a part of that conversation. Sorry about it. I don't want to do that. I want to be able to move freely. So I said, let's nix the birthday dinner because I'm not going to celebrate my birthday with 3 people and then wish I had some of my other friends there. Let's just throw a party and have a pregame at mine beforehand, which made things easier. For food, I just ordered pizza. A friend of mine had a ton of alcohol left over from an event, so we had a ton of tequila, a ton of vodka. A friend baked a batch of cookies. Another friend baked birthday cake. So there was alcohol, there was food for everyone. Music was going, and then we all just Ubered to the venue, and that was out of my hands, and that was really nice. So if you can find a venue in your area that's down to throw a party, we kept the venue open. We didn't make it a private event, but we did host a party at that venue. So the venue posted on their Instagram the party that was going on. So their people, their usuals would come in addition to my invites, which made it great. That way I didn't have to spend any money renting out the venue. And then the venue also paid the DJ. So I wasn't in charge of that either. Ailey asked if I've noticed myself feeling more womanly with age. Depends on the day, but yes, as time has gone on, I feel less boyish than I did as a kid. As I said, answering one question, little me would be so happy that I had boobs. Oh my God. If she saw my boobs on my birthday, she'd say, like, those are ours? Those grew? Are you kidding? How? I know that's not what you mean. You're probably thinking more energetically than physically, but physically as well. And I think the inside reflects the outside and the outside reflects the inside and they're all intertwined. I will say though, there are many cases that I find myself just being the man. I like to make money. I like to work hard. I could go into the nitty gritty of this, but the short answer would be yes, I do think I am getting more womanly with age. And once I have a baby, I think I'll really feel womanly. Oh, I want a baby so bad. Not anytime soon, but whew. Grace wants to know if I got myself a birthday present. I did. I had been wanting to try Tanghulu, which is the sugar-covered fruit, and I went to K-Town, and I got myself some, and I made a TikTok. But I got myself a party for my birthday. That's what I really wanted. I got to experience my birthday in a really sweet, fun way, which was so special. I had such a good weekend. Thank you all for the birthday wishes. It was really sweet. I love scrolling through these questions and then seeing a lot of the happy birthday messages in there as well. So thank you guys so much. Thanks for listening to this episode. If you liked it, leave me a little review on the podcast app or rate it 5 stars. It helps out a lot. It pushes the show to more people, and that would mean a lot to me. Thanks again, and I'll talk to you guys later. XOXO, Lexi.
Turn holiday travel from stressful to rewarding. Rakuten helps you save big on travel. They give you cash back when you book with sites like Expedia, Best Western, and Hertz. Even better, you can stack cash back on top of other rewards, like airline miles, credit card points, and hotel loyalty programs. Rakuten partners with over 3,700 stores, including Away Luggage, Ray-Ban, and Macy's, so you can be prepared with all the travel essentials, and of course, cute fits for your trip. Keep the rewards going with cash back on holiday gifts for friends and family. With Rakuten, you'll never miss out on savings at your favorite stores. The stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Join for free and start your shopping at Rakuten.com or use the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten. Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.